When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from Liverpool, The Dark Paranormal, Season 16.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Dark Paranormal, Season 16, Episode 6. Yes, unbelievably, we're already in the final furlong of this season. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you who reached out following last week's amazing episode, The Smiley Man. It certainly seemed to have struck a chord with many of you, and I'm not surprised. Because the descriptive elements of that experience, well, they stuck with me long after reading out that episode. For me, it's just another tick in the box of why this has been my favourite season so far. And today's experience is yet another tick in that same box. As you all know by now, I arrange my series in a rather fluid fashion, and if the right experience arrives at the right time, I want to get it to you guys as soon as I can. And that's the case with today's experience. And believe me, today's experience, sent in by our listener Taylor, is one that truly deserves to start the second half of season 16. But of course, before we do that, I need to give a huge thank you to our wonderful team over at Patreon. If you decide you deserve a treat for less than the cost of a price of coffee per month, you can head over to our Patreon, where you will get every episode on this feed, both ad-free and before anyone else. Not only that, but you can also gain complete access to the back catalogue of our Patreon-only show, Dark Bites. And Dark Bites sit somewhere in between The Dark Paranormal and a mini-sode. It's 30 minutes in length, it's out every Sunday of the year without fail, even on the downtime between seasons, and contains the shorter experiences that we receive. And not only will you receive a brand new show every Sunday, you will also gain access to the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites, which is well over 60 hours worth of Patreon-only content. But like I say each and every week, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, the best thing about our Patreon team is the community. We've built a wonderful community of like-minded paranormal enthusiasts over at Patreon. And we would love nothing more than to extend an exclusive invitation just for you. Simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Just like the following wonderful new team members have: Annabelle, Hayley Perkins, Brian Ambritz, Tina Richardson, Chandler, Lydia Cole, Daniel McGowan, Jennifer Smith, Diamond Zelina, LJG195, Amory Basson, Beck Stone, Lauren Knight Monk, Uriel, Amy Christensen, Heather Anderson, Danny Gibson, Megan, Alana, Persephone Thrasher, Karen, and Ernest Garza. Thank you so much, guys, for the support. It genuinely means the world to me. And if you like the sound of early access ad-free to all our releases, including debuts and finales, and of course, a new Dark Bites episode every week, as well as access to over 60 hours worth of Patreon-only content, all for around one coffee per month, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, it is time. Lower the lights, make yourself comfortable, and most importantly, leave your disbelief at the door as we hear all about something old, and something dark. I was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, here in the US. Most of my family I know of have always resided here. My family has experienced an abnormal amount of death, in my opinion anyway, which may be a contributing factor to my interest in the strange and unusual. I have a journal filled with memories I've recalled since I was 6 years old, and also all of the paranormal experiences that I've uncovered ever since opening my mind in the last year. That could be a whole episode in itself. My family is strictly agnostic and never entertained my unexplainable experiences, which might be why I haven't allowed myself to come to terms with, well, just what has been happening around me now. I've come to the understanding that I've always been sensitive to spirits. I feel as though no matter where I go, something follows. Whether or not something is attached to me, or it's just one of my many loved ones checking in, I've yet to determine. But I've now understood the phrase, you noticed it, and it noticed you, noticing it. The stories I'm now going to tell you aren't just from the past. This is my current life. I won't share every experience I've had, because genuinely there are far too many. I'll choose the ones that were, shall we say, the nail in my proverbial coffin of believing. You see, I'm stuck in a house that doesn't want me here, and I'm trying to find ways to cope. So thank you for giving me, and so many others, an outlet for our experiences. When I was 20, my boyfriend, the dog and I decided to pick a random place on the map and pack up our lives. We wound up in a quaint little town in Nebraska. Absolutely no family or friends in sight. But I was ready for a fresh start. We got to the house, sight unseen, mind you, at 3 a.m. And we excitedly ran in to tour the new home. But the moment I reached the basement steps, my heart began to pound. That fight or flight reflex began to pulse under my skin as I descended those basement stairs. The basement itself is technically finished, but it still has a very dungeony vibe to it. It's all concrete, with two offshooting bedrooms and a large centre room. But it's filled to the brim with spiderwebs and creepy crawlies. I chalked up my fear to not previously living in a home with a basement, and watching too many ghost shows. I told my partner I didn't want to go any further than the base of the stairs, and we could check it out in the morning. I literally had tears just below the surface, and I couldn't explain why I was so overwhelmed with terror over seemingly nothing. He listened, and we returned upstairs. And so, over the coming days, we began setting up our first home. And the first few days were quiet. Neither of us were working at the time, so we spent our days deep cleaning the house, trying to get that basement into a livable shape. Yet, no matter what I'd done, every time I went in that basement alone, I was overcome with a trembling fear. I couldn't stand to stay there longer than 10 seconds before I'd burst into tears. But if my boyfriend was close by, I could keep it together. For a while. About 1 week in, we were down in the basement with our three-year-old poodle. We were sweeping in the main room, and I felt the hair on my neck raise. I got chills covering my body. And when I turned around, my dog was standing stiffly, staring into one of the dark bedrooms. As I looked at him, he almost seemed to be in a trance. But his entire body was shaking. Suddenly, he began to urinate, seemingly out of fear, before running through the basement, up the stairs, and as far away as he could get. It took days to get him to come back down confidently. We tried to dissect his behaviour, but we'd spent the last 6 months travelling the country, staying at various Airbnbs, hotels, and never once had this dog had an accident. But still, we chalked it all up to being a new home. Yet, after that day, everything changed. Every night, we would get into bed, and my boyfriend would fall asleep immediately. But I would be kept awake by footsteps. These footsteps weren't heavy, but my house has very thin walls. I would hear someone walk up the basement stairs, through the hallway and into the kitchen, back and forth all night, until I eventually learned to sleep through it. But if I concentrate and listen, to this day, I still hear them. One evening, I needed to do the laundry, which is in the basement, and I wanted to try and go and do it without pestering my partner. I came down the stairs, and as I began walking, my eyes caught something in one of the rooms. The same room my dog had reacted to a few weeks before. Inside that dimly lit room, as I looked, there was a figure stood in the middle of the room, just staring. It appeared to be around 7 feet tall, dark, masculine. There were no discernible details, but I could make out its fingers and where its arms would be. It was darker than the darkness around it, and almost looked like its head was dropped low, like someone looking up through their brows. I froze for what felt like hours, before finally running up the 2 flights of stairs faster than I ever thought I could. My boyfriend ran downstairs to make sure no one was there, and of course, there wasn't. After that point, that room just felt dark. The light didn't seem to shine as bright. Sound didn't seem to travel out of it. I chose to close that door, and we didn't touch that room for a very long time. I'm a dog groomer, and one of my goals was to have a personal grooming room for all of my stuff. Unfortunately, with one room now locked up, and only one room upstairs, there was only one left. It was certainly the lighter of the two downstairs rooms, so I thought it would be fine. After about 2 months of living in the home, I moved all of my grooming equipment in there, trying to make it feel like a comfortable space. I'd finally gone a while without any strange encounters, and decided I was prepared to groom my dog alone down there. So, one afternoon, I had my dog on the grooming table, when I felt that familiar sensation of my hair rising and my body tensing up. I slowly looked around, and through the cracks in the door, I could see someone move from the base of the stairs to further in to the basement. I waited a moment, convincing myself I was just working myself up. But once more, out of the corner of my eye, there's movement, followed by a large crash from the other basement room. I quickly turned around so my back was to the door, so I could gather my dog and run upstairs, and I did so, but when I turned around, again through the slat in the doorframe, that 7-foot-tall entity was standing between my room and the stairs. I was frozen in fear. It felt like an eternity. And it just blinked out. No fading, no dissipation. It was just there, and then it wasn't. Quickly, I ran upstairs and completely out of the house, and my dog and I sat outside until my partner came home. All the while, I was wondering if I was going crazy. Soon after, I began to notice our look began to change. For the worse. Everything that ever could go wrong would go wrong. Every last time. Our car is constantly having unexplainable issues. Our dogs were in the vet's office at least once a month, each with some random ailment. To this day, anyone I talk to are shocked at the random awful look we seem to have all the time. By this point, my boyfriend knew things were happening to me, but other than strange noises, he had yet to experience anything. One night, we just made dinner and left a large cooking sheet on the stove to cool down. And we went into our bedroom to eat. 20 minutes later, as we're eating the meal, we heard a large crash from the kitchen. We ran out and the cooking sheet had been launched from the stove to the opposite side of the kitchen, hitting the opposing wall. Well, this was the first unexplainable moment he'd seen, and as bad as it feels, I was relieved that finally there was something to prove I wasn't just suffering from an overactive imagination. Today's show is sponsored by Acorns. Now, one of the things which I always got wrong is I believed that investment was for other people. The sort of people who have a finance degree and use phrases like buy low, sell high. And I don't have a finance degree and I don't use phrases like that. And I also thought that you needed a lot of money to start investing, but that's not the case. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, for your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. I'm 45 and not thinking about retirement, but I really should be, and that's why I'm glad places like Acorns exist, because it's a genuine relief to know there are a team of experts waiting to help guide you through that formerly scary world of investment. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. For important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GrundyMD.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's GrundyMD.com/darkparanormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More weeks pass and the activity ebbs and flows. Some weeks are quiet, other than footsteps and knocking. And other weeks, I would watch doors swing open and slam by themselves. Things were constantly appearing or disappearing. Doors would lock by themselves. About 6 months in, we got ourselves a new puppy. And she really took our minds off things. That until one day, when I was home alone with the dogs. I'd felt that familiar feeling of being watched, so I huddled everyone into the bedroom to relax and watch a movie. At this time, we had those little bells to train dogs when they needed to go outside on our front door. As I lay down, I first heard our screen door open, and then the sound of bells ringing from the front door being opened. But I knew I had it locked. Petrified, I silently jumped up and locked my bedroom door, frantically checking my security camera. I could hear footsteps, but they were heavy, like work boots or cowboy boots, doing the same route I'd hear every night. Through the kitchen, down the hallway, down the stairs and into the basement. But this time, instead of turning around, I heard them trample around, sounding like they were throwing things against walls. I could feel the vibration of objects crashing under my feet. Both of my dogs were on high alert at all the noise, but when I went to check the cameras, nothing. No motion at all. I panicked, and I called my boyfriend to see if maybe he'd come home. But no. He was still at work. I finally took a deep breath and I ran outside. And my boyfriend raced home, checked the house, and again, no one's there. There's nothing in disarray. And again, I'm outside, sitting on the steps, wondering if I'd imagined it all. I started asking people I work with for help. And of course, they recommend the church come out and cleanse the house. Well, I contacted everyone I could, and no one would come. One night, as I'm training our puppy, I happened to look on the wall above a window, and there was a very odd smudge. As I moved closer, I realised it was an ash cross. I began looking everywhere. And I found above every door, every window, every opening, and even behind every mirror, was a cross. But only upstairs. I reached out to previous tenants, but other than, yeah, the place gave me the creeps, no one would talk to me. but I found out someone had the house blessed before I moved in. As I did more research on the home, I discovered a man had passed in the home in 2020. So I researched his social media, and I read that he was experiencing things similar to what I was. I believe the thing in the basement had tormented him as well. It was around this time, around 8 months after moving in, I really delved into this tiny town. And I quickly discovered its very dark past. Apparently, it was the most dangerous place to live in the 1890s. There was massive amounts of murder. I've now come to understand the entire place is filled with dark energy. But I'll save that for another time. I do believe the entity in the basement, at least, is from those times or before. It's just a hunch, but it's something old and something dark. I've been told it wouldn't be too far-fetched to assume a lot of people perished on my property and around it, due to its specific location. At one point, my best friend came from the West Coast to visit for a week. Now, she'd never experienced anything paranormal before, and in fact was a skeptic. So she assured me she'd be fine sleeping in the basement. So I'd set up what was previously the grooming room with a bed and a TV for her. On her second night, she was on the phone with a friend. I was upstairs asleep. Around 2 a.m., she starts hearing footsteps descend the stairs. Paralyzed with fear, all she could do was listen. Then it sounded like someone was tapping the little glass vases I have on the shelves beside the stairs. The footsteps continued for around 30 minutes as she lay dead still and quiet on the bed. She attempted to text me, but I didn't wake up. As time passed, she heard the footsteps turn into a sprint, and suddenly, something crashed against the door like it was trying to break it down. She leapt out of bed, flew up the stairs and into the living room, and all the while she heard the pounding of steps behind her. But as she ran into the living room and the steps continued, in the kitchen she heard numerous pots and pans falling out of their place onto the counter. She stood silently in the living room as the house once again fell still. Her friend on the phone heard it all and was in just as much disbelief. She didn't go into the basement for the rest of her stay. Things were relatively quiet for a while. Still, strange things happened, but maybe coexisting with it somehow made it feel more normal. A year had gone by, and I decided to groom my dog in the basement again. This time in the open area, with my back against a wall so I could see everything. I was using my industrial blow dryer, which makes it hard to hear anything. And I was in the zone, so to speak, when
Taylor!
A woman's voice shrieked my own name in my ear. It felt like she was right behind me. My ears were ringing at how loud it was. My dog bailed off the table and ran up the stairs, and I couldn't have been any closer behind him. As I ran through that basement, it felt like someone was running behind me. I could hear their footsteps pounding the concrete as I hauled my shaking body through the house yet again to sit on those front steps. But after all of these occasions, I just took a deep breath and I went back inside. I closed the door to the basement, and I spent the rest of the day trying to keep myself calm Again, the energy slowed down. But now it changed. I would hear a soft woman's voice through the walls of whatever room was opposite of the one I was in. The knocking, well, that became gentle, soft taps. And all those strange, loud bangs seemed to stop. But I then noticed my boyfriend, who was supportive but still hadn't had anything crazy happen, began to suffer from severe anxiety. At the same time, I began having disturbingly vivid dreams about the house. Graphic dreams. Violence. Suicide. My boyfriend would be awake all hours of the night, paranoid that somebody was trying to get into the house. He got fired from his job for unrelated things. But whilst he was unemployed, one day when I was at work, he said he began to hear a baby cry from our bedroom. He said when he went to investigate, it would move to a different room. He said this went on all day and would change from an infant's hunger cry to a screaming toddler. I became worried that whatever this was in our house was now trying to prey on his mental health. Next, I began waking up with three dark red scratches across my face after being tormented with nightmares of someone standing in the bedroom all night. And almost daily, if I walked near the stairs, I would hear a strained hey from underneath the stairs. I finally turned to someone knowledgeable for some advice, and she gave me the confidence to try to take back my house, for me to tell it to leave, to use my own energy to push it out. Well, when I returned home that day, the energy was like nothing I'd ever felt. Everything felt electrified. The hallway leading to the basement had an odd darkness, almost leaking from it. My entire body was filled with pins and needles, like at any moment, my whole world could end. I walked into the living room, and I began reciting the note I'd been given to read. I believe in the power of light and positivity. I felt the air in the room being sucked out. You are not allowed here. White light pushes you from my space. I began to hear my dog stir. You are not allowed here and you must leave. I began again. I believe in the power of... Suddenly, a bowl of coins launches at least 5 feet from my kitchen counter, spraying coins in every possible direction. But I kept on, feeling a boost of confidence. You are not allowed here, and white light pushes you from this space. I suddenly became aware of a violent hacking sound. I look over, and my poodle is hardly able to catch his breath. He's clawing at his face. I stopped and ran over. His tongue was turning blue. I had several years of veterinary medicine training, so I did everything I knew to do. But there was nothing in his airways, nor on his face. There was no reasonable explanation for him to be suffocating in front of me. He'd been sleeping only a few minutes before. I stood suddenly and just yelled at whatever it was, "Stop!" And instantaneously, it did. There was one final big cough from my dog, and it was over. The colour returned to my dog's face, and he was totally fine. I believe this thing went after the one thing I would do absolutely anything for, and it worked. In the days following, it felt like a shift had happened. I began seeing shadows out of my periphery. And one day, I was cleaning my house, I walked into my bedroom, and I'd left the door open behind me. When I turned back around, that large black mass was stood in the bathroom across the hallway, staring a hole through my chest. I panicked, and all I could think to do was quickly close my door. When I opened it some time later, the thing was gone. I took a deep breath and went into the kitchen to resume my tasks. I opened the fridge, grabbed some containers to put in the bin, and when I closed the fridge, the figure was stood directly behind it. I had to do a double take before realizing what I was seeing. It just looked at me, before stepping out of sight and instantly disappearing. Hyperventilating from this thing being mere feet from me, I locked myself and the dogs in the bedroom. Lights on, music blasting, drowning out any noises or voices that would be flooding the house. When I told my boyfriend that night, he confided that in the early hours of that morning, he had seen the same figure stood in the corner of our bedroom watching us, until it just disappeared. The most recent event to transpire happened only 2 weeks after the last one, meaning it was only 5 weeks ago today. I once again needed to go into the basement for something, bringing my dogs with me as usual. I descended the stairs and walked across the room to the table on the other side of the space. And then I got that familiar fight or flight sensation. I watched as my dogs ran up the stairs. I tried to remain calm and just leave without panicking. Step by step, I walked to the stairs. My hands were shaking, my heart was in my throat. I made it up to the first landing, and just as I thought I was scot-free, suddenly I felt a tug on my hair, and the force was so strong I fell backwards, thankfully catching the rail to stop my fall, but also damaging the rail in the process. My hair clip had been ripped out of my head with so much force, it tore chunks out of my hair. I scrambled up the stairs frantically, feeling like this thing was on my heels. But as soon as I reached the kitchen, a wave of relief washed over me. It's hard to understand or describe, but as suddenly as it began, it ended. I've now been trying out acknowledging it. When I go into the basement, I explain why I'm there, how long I will be there, and it seems to have reduced the suffocating energy that comes if you linger too long. But I know it's not over. It feels more like a ticking time bomb. But for now, we seem to be on decent terms. I'm unsure if there's more than one entity in this house, but it sometimes feels like both a menacing male presence and a frightened female one. There's so many more things that go on in our day-to-day that are only split-second moments. We call them jots from one of your earlier episodes. Just one of those things. If we were in a financial position to move, we would. But that's not on the cards for us right now. One small thing that reminds me of another old episode was that we've had pennies seemingly appear out of thin air from the ceiling and fall in front of us. I often think it's taunting us. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my experience. I'm not the best storyteller, but it feels good to just get it out. And I can't begin to express enough gratitude for the safe space you've given to so many people who are going through similar things. So thank you once again, Taylor. Well, thank you so much, Taylor, for such an amazing experience to springboard us into the final part of season 16. This is one of those experiences for me that I'm going to re-listen to myself. There is so much to unpack, and believe me, I hate listening to my own recordings, but I'm going to this time. Because that many things are mentioned, I need time to digest this experience. But wow, Taylor, thank you so much for submitting your experience. And don't forget, everyone, we're now accepting submissions for Season 17. So email them over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And don't forget, if you want to binge over 60 hours worth of Patreon-only unheard experiences, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But until next week, remember, when you're talking about the paranormal, always try and leave some of your disbelief at the door. And I'll speak to you next time, right here, on The Dark Paranormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.